Welcome back, everybody. Reed Kerr here at readaboutit.com. Third day of the podcast, final day for the week on the podcast as Zach Spears, Chris Stuckey, and Matty Five, Matt Bellner, join me. We had a great time. If you missed the first 2 days of the podcast, they're still here at readaboutit.com. The Wednesday edition, where we discuss the wonderfulness that is Matty Five's resume.
There's nothing better in this world than Matt Bellner's resume.
Oh
man, it's incredible.
It's the greatest thing. Yeah. It's the greatest thing ever. My favorite part, towards the end, it kind of shows his skills. It says, professional pop-up player, forklift operator, iPhone and Mac efficient. Proficient.
Well, you never know when those three are going to come together. Yes.
That's still up here at the website. The second day, yesterday, it started with Chris Stuckey saying this.
What's better than Whataburger ketchup?
And that actually led to Whataburger tweeting us and quoting us from their Twitter account. So that's already more positive reinforcement than I got in 20 years of radio and television. So the podcast is certainly working out. With no further ado, here is our Friday edition of the podcast.
Bellner's taught me so much.
Well, it's because
wisdom.
See, Matty is not only a local icon also, but he's hobnobbed in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And so he knows things.
Kelly Monaco's been at his apartment.
I still can't get over
it. Just outed her.
What I like, though, is that she was in his apartment, and none of us got the call until afterwards.
What the heck was that? Yeah. So he sends me a picture. Hey, look at that. You recognize this person? It's like, what's up, dude?
Yeah. I had to hold the picture up with one hand before I remembered who she was, you know? Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. As we wrap this one up.
I was even a GH fan, even before the Dancing with the Stars showed off her flexibility. You know, it's just, so when someone like that, obviously you're from here. And you know what it's like here. When they come to East Texas, to begin with, why? And what do they do? They go to the lake? What do they do for fun?
Well, what was going on is they were behind the scenes when people don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So bringing some reality shows to East Texas. And they were going to shoot scenes here for that soap opera show that she has.
For GH?
Yeah, General Hospital? It's on.
Or is it on something else
now? There's a reality show about soap operas It's on TV that they're making, or multiple things that are going on. They were going to do this stuff out at the lake. The lake, unfortunately, was too dry. So they were just here in town.
Just hanging out.
Hanging out. I know them. And the next thing you know, the bars were so crowded down there, we just came up to my place. Mm-hmm. And that was that. But you would be surprised that most people didn't recognize her. Mm-hmm. She walked around.
That.
She walked around Longview and...
Well, she's not,
We don't expect to see people like that Longview.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's not somebody... She's not a household name. I would know who she was, but even if I saw her, I would be like, I think it looks like...
And she's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Meaning that... I mean, I've been around some unique people, whether they're sports stars or celebrities that are in the entertainment business.
Right.
She doesn't draw attention to herself. She doesn't do any of that grandstanding.
She doesn't dress like Deion Sanders at the draft.
No. She's just a normal girl that made it in the entertainment business and is completely normal as any other person that you would meet. Now, most people, though, they don't do that. That's why Chris obviously is going to be a pretty big star.
Yeah.
He's learning how to handle the fame and
stuff.
He's learning stuff. And you learned when you were on TV that there's perks.
Yes.
And that's it. Just how it works.
And when you're working on television, let me put this out, the perks are in lieu of pay. So
just
get used to that. Mm-hmm.
Like, show up and we'll give you a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I was, okay, you know what? When I was doing the Friday Night Scoreboard show, The Red Zone, they would give us free Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And I would store those in my desk and eat them all the next week because I had to. People, local television, which I did for about 8 years, people would be astonished at how very little that pays.
Zach's about to find out.
Yes. You're gonna wind up on TV and food stamps simultaneously. So
it's like, I see you on TV, you must be making that good money.
Yes. Get ready for that question.
And the answer is, did you see me doing the weather? No, then I'm not. Then shut up.
Yes.
The most glamorous way to live in poverty.
Yes. It is. And they get these people right out, like the area where we live, the Tyler Longview area, is like right outside the top 100 in market size. And it used to be like double A ball, basically. You know, so you get out of college, you go to somewhere tiny and you work your way up and you get the call up, you go to Tyler, and then you leave and you go to Oklahoma City or Albuquerque or somewhere like that. And now you're walking off the stage with your diploma right onto the air at this market. It's and you're working. They're killing you on the hours, and you're still not making any money. It's astounding, in that every year, thousands of kids graduate to do it. It's astounding, and with a little bit hilarious. I'll put it that way. The funny thing, I love to do this. The Miss America, the Miss USA, and all those pageants. When they do the interview sections, they always say they want to be on television. They never say they want to be journalists. They never say, I want to expose government corruption and graft. They always go, I would like to work in television.
The Iraq.
Yes.
The Iraq.
The Iraq and whatnot and stuff. And so, because they want to be on television because they're pretty, which will go a long way in television.
And which will get them on TV.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's the key.
How I got on television is absolutely a mystery to everyone.
Straight knowledge, intelligence. Charisma, hair. All those.
Dude, I got a television the way most people get into telemarketing. I just needed a job, and they called and said, hey, do this. And I went, okay, sure. And then, like 8 years later, I went, oh, wait, this sucks. Wait a minute. This pays me what I can make working at Chick-fil-A, and I don't get free sandwiches all the time.
Or the ketchup.
And you don't have to work on Sundays.
That is true. What's up with that?
I always want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
You know what I wanted? Saturday night about 11:05. Like, tomorrow.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes.
With everything but women. That's true. And as long as we're back to the foods, Chick-fil-A breakfast. Experience it.
See, I don't know that I've ever really had it.
Well, see, I'm a late sleeper, and most of my jobs in my life have not required me to do anything
We got two night owls. I get emails from Bellner like 3:55. I'm like, what are you doing?
Going to the gym. Up early.
You can't be in the gym at normal hours because people will recognize you.
That's right. That's when you got to go off book.
Yeah.
So you just go when you go.
Yeah. So, by the way, are you using the Matty 5 alias professionally now?
In time.
I like that.
Yes, it'll in time. Once we negotiate.
You got to give Reed a kickback. If everything goes down the way you want it to go down.
That's it. I'm good with nicknames. I've given a lot of people nicknames over their life that have stuck. And at the time, you know, I wanted to turn you into a character because you were funny and I could use you.
I was denied.
Yeah, of course, that was didn't work. That was not approved by the powers that be. But damn it, we still had some fun.
Yeah, we had a good run with it. It's still there.
We really did. That says you could care. It's...
Hey, if you get a nickname out of it.
Oh, the Matty 5 thing.
Anytime you can get a nickname, that'll stick.
How did you get Matty 5 the nickname?
Well, okay, he was coming to work with us, and we had at the place where we worked, we had had a morning guy who was named Matt, who left under horrible circumstances, really, that involved death threats and threats of arson and just all sorts of bad things. And so Matt's coming in, and I know that he's, you know, I met him, he's funny, I'm going to use him on the air. But I can't just call him Matt because everybody will think he's the other Matt. And then I thought, well, I can't call him new Matt because that draws attention to the fact that we had an old Matt and that didn't end well. So Matt's, I don't know if it's a lifelong fascination, but certainly over the last 10 years, your work has for the 5-Hour Energy people has just been outstanding. Just amazing. My mom loves those videos you made, by the way.
Good.
Incredible.
Soon we'll be making more courtesy of 5-Hour Energy. That's a tease, yes.
And you walk in the door and you have a case of 5-Hour Energy. Like he walks into the station, you know, and everybody can get tanked up basically on this.
He always has them in his pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right over there in my
bag. Take one of these. Feel it down? Boom, there you go. So the Matty 5 thing stuck.
We made a bomb out of it.
Do not mix 5-Hour Energy with.
Do not taunt 5-Hour Energy. No, do not.
You can mix it with ice or water, but don't mix it with
alcohol.
Correct.
Yes.
In
fact, Stucky, don't mix anything with alcohol unless it's been approved by your primary care physician. I don't want to get you in trouble here.
It was fun. It was fun.
And we did use Stucky has experimented with different types of things, and now he found what he enjoys.
The Crown of Coke.
Yes.
See, I can't do that because I'm no longer drinking Cokes. Isn't that weird?
That's I can't believe that.
Diet Coke.
I'm still
Crown of water.
Crown of ice.
Just Crown. Isn't that what finer hobos drink? I mean, that's, you know, serve it under your better overpasses. And, see, I gave up Cokes last year because
Haven't gotten back on?
I've drank.
You drink root beer.
I've had root beer. I've had like grape soda and stuff like that. I try not to. But if I have one more, if I like have a sip of Coke, I'll just fall right off the wagon and be drinking another 2 liters of it a day and going, well, going to bed every night feeling like I have dragon's breath issue, in my stomach. And,
the biggest issue with chronic Coke is $7.
We got to find you a cheaper place.
That's good. See, I never have any money now. If I really drank, I'd be completely broke. I'd be taking money out of the 401k for Crown and Cokes. I got nothing.
Well, and the beauty of Chris is if you're in his eyesight.
Yeah, you drink it free.
Yeah, you're on his tab.
So, sometimes that's intentional, sometimes it's not.
People will just be walking by.
Yeah.
If it's a female, and then they'll walk by, see Chris, and then they when they're exiting, they have a drink in their hand.
Well, but see, you know, Chris buying drinks for females is actually tax deductible as his role as chief pimp.
That's right.
And from what I've heard, it ain't easy. So, you know, you
he's
are
gonna write this.
Pimping ain't easy, but a show is fun.
Yeah. Yes. Tattoo.
T-shirts and tattoos.
T-shirts and tattoos.
That's right. That's...
I'm getting none of those.
You're getting none of those?
I'll wear a T-shirt. I'm not getting a tattoo.
No. I'm untatted. You are untatted. Zach?
No tattoos.
No.
Never.
Maddie Five has a few.
Yes, three. Soon to be five.
For the as 95.
As soon as we close the deal,
yeah,
everything will be done in fives. That's just how I roll.
Are you gonna do like Deshaun Stevenson and get Lincoln on your neck with a five on each side?
Oh, what the hell was that? I finally get my wife to watch a basketball game, and the first thing she notices is this guy with Abe Lincoln on his neck. That's hard to explain. Honey, just watch the white guy. Just watch the white German. He's funny. So keep going. So what? So you're expanding the tattoo field?
Yeah, at some point. I'm not jumping up and down to get a tattoo right now, but
how painful is it?
Not at all. Not bad at all.
Were you sober?
You have to be.
Most
at least you did. And I don't know what the laws are here in Texas, but California, you sign a bunch of stuff before you do it.
Go to the right place.
Yeah, I'm sure if you went.
If you want to go to get a prison tat, yeah, they just they'll be glad to brand you somewhere in a bad part of town.
I'm sure you can find a place that would do it.
yes.
Go down to Moscow, Texas, or something. They'll hook you up. But just go off the path. But you're supposed to do it. It's supposed to be a kind of a legal operation. Mm-hmm. You get a sign.
See, I
you don't have to notarize though.
I got. Well, you could do that.
I could.
You stamp right under the tattoo.
Yes.
If you're looking for a notary.
Yes, notary. If you need a notary.
At Matt Bellner.
Are you notary public?
Notary of public, in the state of Texas.
And how much do you get from notarizing stuff?
The standard rate would be $1.50.
Really?
So you're not going to make a living doing this.
Well, you could make a living. You just wouldn't live very well.
You would have to notarize.
Sounds like media.
It is a... yeah, it's you could either work in media in East Texas or be a notary, and you'd make more money as a notary.
Well, you get paid in cash, I would think. Most people... Not a lot of people will write you a $1.50 check.
A 67-cent check.
Yeah.
No, you don't... But they don't... They just give you some cash.
As a former actor, do you get any of those residual checks for like 67 cents like you hear about?
I received one for 2 cents. and it was 42 cents to mail, 2 cents to cash. It was still sent to my California address. So I had to go through the hoops of reminding them to when they send me my 2 cent W-2 to send it to the Texas address because I had moved.
What was that for? Was it commercial or something?
It was called a television show called What Should You Do, which was in 2000, I believe, is when reality shows were just starting to take off.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
they
awesome.
They did not have enough money to do real reality shows, so they hired actors to play fake reality people. And I played an Armenian guy named Rafi. You can't see me in the podcast, but I can assure you that I do not look... like a young Armenian man named Rafi.
I wouldn't think so, no. Here.
Do you ever do any more acting stuff?
Technically, I retired.
Technically.
That would be the Brett Favre of acting.
Oh, so you still dabble in it?
I'm retired. That would be as of right now.
But he's not ruling out a comeback.
But you could, right, okay. You would answer your phone.
Correct, and I still have my union dues paid. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Favre kept paying his... NFL Players Association fees and didn't file a...
Just so he could come back and...
That he could come back. And then he...
And thank God he didn't. Now that the season's over, wasn't it nice to have a season out from under the shadow of Favre?
Favre amazing. Could have been the Broncos quarterback.
It would have been interesting if he would have come back for the Bears.
Yeah.
If he would have done that...
That would have been fun.
I would have enjoyed that. I just think that he probably did the ex-athlete thing where he just said, screw it. Mm. And then the body just left.
It's hard for those guys to give it up. You know, it's hard anytime you make a lot of money and are really famous to give that up. It's not really, it's any brain surgery here to figure out why. But, you know, some guys need that. You know, it's not the money, it's the fame. It's, you know, it's like why you see ex-athletes getting into, you know, drugs and gambling. They still need the rush. They still need the excitement. And as an ex-athlete, you don't get that.
You know, we'll have to monitor.
You have to monitor,
Zach. See what if it's,
I do
after the combine
during the winters up in Iowa, it'd be, you know, 20 below.
Ugh.
And to keep my body competing, you know, because I love competition, I play, and I swear this is totally true. Anyone that knows me can, you know, say that this happened because it did. I would take the trash out and just shorts and a t-shirt just to see if my body can compete. You know, it's, you know, the total trip's like 3 minutes, but it gets cold in that 3 minutes.
Like 20 below walking around.
I mean,
it's real cold.
I just to see if I can do it in just a competition between myself. But I can see where you're coming from when guys miss the competition and they miss, you know, that type of stuff.
Oh, you're going to miss it this year. You're going to miss the locker room. You're going to miss practices. You're not going to miss hurting.
I'm not going to miss practice at all. I'm not.
You lost friends on that one, too.
I did. Facebook friends. That was
rough. A couple of cute girls said, I'm out of here. You guys watching Harry Potter movies.
Right. Some guy that was only in it for your gambling tips. He just wanted to see what you were betting on the point spreads, and suddenly it's
this
Dumbledore this and Beelzebub that.
No more Stucky.
Some people will get that.
Yeah, these are
good.
You know,
it's reactionary inside of humor. It's a very small market.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, most radio is a very small market these days.
Yeah, anyway. That's true.
You know, and if we can reach, you know, 1% of our population out there, then we'll be doing pretty good. We had a list of topics, and we didn't hit any of them, really.
Yeah, we talked about Paterno.
We did mention Paterno.
And we talked about the playoffs and Tebow.
Hit the
catch up and strippers.
Strippers and catch up t-shirt, yeah.
And I think we're almost at the 90-minute mark.
Yeah.
So you could sync this up with a movie and watch it simulcast, and you can watch hidden messages in it.
Right. Watch this with Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Dude, where's my car?
Ooh. You know, it's actually doing a you know, they do the, what do they call them, the Flick Tracks, or the Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Correct.
Guys do that. We could do that. Yeah, Stucky does have quite a few TVs.
Yes.
Can you watch more than one television show on those? Chris has five televisions, five big screens in front of him. Yeah, I mean, can you watch like five Law and Orders on different channels at the same time? Or does that get,
I guess, if you wanted to. But typically what I do is only have volume on one, because if you turn volume on multiple,
I'd drive
your
crazy.
Head will explode.
Yeah. My question is, do you watch the Mavericks suck on all five of the TVs, or do you have the Heat on all the other ones?
I had the Heat on, but then they were wearing pink uniforms the other day, so I got freaked out and turned it off. Did you see those uniforms?
If you guys don't know, Stucky and I have an ongoing battle because I'm a Heat fan, and he is a Dallas Mavericks nut.
Right.
Not just a fan, but he's a nut.
Heat fan's an oxymoron.
Yeah, or a Wizards fan. Do you have the NBA package? Did you pay for it?
I don't do the NBA package.
Okay.
Well, because you're a Mavericks fan and those games are on television for you
watch,
anyway.
Yeah, you know,
I didn't get the NBA package either.
It's not worth it.
You got to take a stand on something.
They still charge full price.
Yeah. Correct, yes. Gundy said it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I only get the Sunday ticket for the NFL, and most of the time I just tell them I don't want to pay for it anyway, and they give it to me. So I've had it 3 years. Paid for it like the bargain $30 a month price once. The other two, I got it for free.
Yeah, Stucky got me $20 off a month.
You got it just, and this is good with all your utilities. Just call them up and tell them you hate them and you don't want them anymore, and the price will just start dropping. It's great, and it's a great way to reward people who've been with you forever by not giving them good deals.
It's like they tell those salespeople, if somebody cancels an account on you, a child will die.
Yes.
I've worked in sales, and that would be, trust me, you're hearing stuff like that, but the child would be your own.
Yes. Yeah, so they'll do whatever they can to keep you on the line. But if you're paying your bill every month faithfully, they don't give a crap about you at that point.
Yeah.
You're like, already in.
You see the DirecTV commercials like, NFL Sunday Ticket this year is free. I call them like it's free. Well, it's free for new customers. What about, I've had it for 5 years. I've given you like $1,000. What do you want? Well, if you're a new customer, like you own my soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So loyalty means bupkis in this situation,
yes,
is what we're getting?
Like, we'll give you $5 off for the next 3 months. Oh, thank you. That helps.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. We'll give you this other thing that you didn't want for free. That's not really
exactly.
Much. I was canceling my DirecTV at the beginning of the NFL season because I was going to go back to cable, which is another long story, whereas the cable company just actually did not show up to install it, and I told them that they can go to hell, and I went back to DirecTV. Really, that's it. I mean, I was ready to sign up with my local cable company, and like that morning, it's we'll be there between 10 and 12, and about 12:15, I call them, and they go, oh, no, we scheduled you for 2 to 4. I have something to do then. What do you? And then they said, well, because we needed to hook up your, for the full installation. I'm like, whoa, hold on there, Skeezix. I already have had cable in this house, and you hooked it up. All you got to do is unscrew the cable and screw yours in there, because I saw it when they unplugged it. Come on. And so I really quickly found out they had no idea what they were talking about. Called DirecTV back. I'd told them that I wanted the Sunday ticket for free, since, as you said, they were giving it away to everybody. And they said, no. Call them back, told them I didn't want it, and I wanted to cancel. And they went, well, you know, tell you what, first thing is we'll throw the DirecTV Sunday ticket in for free. It's like the first thing on the table. It's like...
You expect it to take
exactly.
2 days to get
Yeah,
back.
They played
exactly.
your cards
I
right up front.
I expected to go, well, we'll give you $3 off for the next 3 weeks. You know, or something small to start with. But it's like, these people did not play poker very well. They did not graduate from the Chris Stuckey School of Poker.
I got to get back into that.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I quit online poker.
Yeah.
To focus on studies.
And, you know, come to think of it, right about the time that Stuckey quit online poker was when the economy sagged and dropped.
Hey, I bought an iPhone today, and Apple stock went up like 15%. Just saying.
Yeah, just putting it out there.
Hey, I sold my old iPhone to a guy in Russia, so I'm increasing international trade. So
that sounds shady.
It really did.
Yeah,
I put it on eBay, and the guy liked the buy it now on it immediately, and then was emailing me, "Can we get this overnight?" I'm like, dude, you're in Russia. I don't know if physically it's possible to get it to you, but he paid like $50 for shipping. For
eBay
it.
Has progressively gotten shadier.
Yes. eBay is now just a storefront for businesses. If you're an individual, unless you have something incredibly valuable, you will not make any money on eBay. They take money from you. They take money from your shipping. They take, you know, they make you use PayPal, so they get another 3% from that. It's, you know, it's hard to cut a brother a break these days.
It's ruthless.
Yes. And it comes at a time where, as you know, I'm selling pretty much everything I have ever owned in my life. So
it's going to be your hair next.
Yeah. Oh, that can go.
Well, see, if it gets a little bit longer, I'm going to donate it to Locks of Love. I was just going to sell it, you know, because I figured some kid would want to bump to the top and you want to look like Animal from the Muppet Show. So that's what I was going to do with it. So not a visual, but yeah, you know what I'm saying.
If you haven't seen Reed's hair.
It's awful. Oh, good Lord.
It's everywhere. Awesome.
It is. There's
epic.
My wife wanted me to grow it out because I have red hair and it's really curly and it's been short for most of my life. I grew up a musician and I kept it long and it was hideous for most of my life. Would work jobs and I'd put it in a ponytail and the ponytail would look like, you know, the rope when you go down to the dock of the ropes that tie the boats to the, that's what it would look like. It was not a small ponytail. So finally I cut it in the early 90s and I kept it off most of that time, but the television, I had it really short. And so when the wife comes along, she wants to change things. So she has me grow it out. It's gone back and forth over the last couple of years. But, even I've got her even now to agree that this is just far too much.
She agreed?
Yes.
Wow.
Now yes. That's shocking.
Now I got to find a place to cut it, though. So that's...
Uppercuts.
Uppercuts is possible. Like I said, the last place I went, which I mentioned earlier, and I won't again, was not a good experience. So...
We need to get an
endorsement deal for that.
We got to get... Say, look, we're trying to sell an hour and a half podcast. Who's buying?
Whataburger might have to re-endorse the ketchup.
And they go, well, I don't know. They go, okay, how about a 3-hour podcast?
Yeah. You want 3 hours? Yeah. You want more?
I think we probably should break this into 2 podcasts. Just pick a point in the middle and stop. So
I think we should.
We don't want to give everybody everything at one time.
They'll get greedy.
They can't handle the truth. Exactly.
No. Yeah, Chris will break this down tomorrow at work into segments.
Yeah. Instead of working.
Instead of working, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let the dude without a job do that.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Actually, or me. Actually, I'm a professional college graduate and son right now.
Yes.
That's what people ask me. Like, hey, what are you doing now? You're done with school. Well, I'm a professional college graduate and son, but I don't really know how to work computers and stuff like that because I grew up in ARP. And we didn't have an internet connection at my house until after I moved out for college.
You left ARP and went to Ames.
Yeah, well, like I went
Mercedes.
Destiny.
And that's Destiny with at least two E's, right? Maybe three.
Glitter free. No divorce dust.
Glitter, yes.
The glitter free? Is that a product?
Yeah, divorce dust. It, pinned by our buddy right here next to us.
This, so stripper glitter is divorce dust?
There was a company or a business that was going to advertise with me before I retired from the non-broadcast, yes. Non-TV entertainment. I don't know how far what I can say here, but
I'm not sure how entertaining that was, but okay.
Yeah, I retired from radio, and there was a company that had an establishment where young women would dance for older men.
Yes,
and they guaranteed that they would not have any glitter on them, which is in their terminology is divorce dust, and they don't wear spray on tans.
Yes,
because I've learned that spray on tans, when you hug a customer, mm-hmm. gets on their clothes and gets them in trouble.
I had never thought about this before.
These are things that you learn on the streets. And knowledge is power. Just remember that.
The hard streets of Longview.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So ball so hard. School of ball so hard.
School of ball so hard. So either you need to go to the glitter free, tan free stripper place, or you got to keep a change of clothes in your car.
Correct.
See, that's why whenever I'm at a strip club, I'm wearing a jumpsuit. I just keep one in the car, put it up. You know,
yeah.
Look like I work in the oil field. I come in.
I thought you only wore V-neck shirts.
Absolutely. I have a V-neck sweatshirt over there too. So it's
that's another good trivia question.
Top. What are you talking about? It's
too much.
I only have the three chest hairs. It's not threatening, I promise.
I'm talking about the white arms.
Oh, yeah, that's never going to change. The only time it changes is when I was, you know, living on the Longview Mall parking lot over the summer, and I was able to sustain a never-ending string of sunburns. That's always pleasant.
They call that skin cancer.
Yes. My wife works at the Dermatology Associates place in Tyler. One of these days, I'll be a cautionary tale for them. I'll be doing the commercials.
You'll be the before.
Yeah.
Get your skin checked.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Well, just read our topic list.
I have no idea where the topic list was.
The topic list is a blank page.
Yeah, the topic list is empty. So
I guess that's kind of why it happened the way it happened.
Yes. If you fail to plan, then you plan a horribly weird
We got everything set
podcast.
Up, all the mics, got the setup working.
Yeah, we got a good dry
and
run.
Then we get ready to go. We're like,
yeah. Let's wing this mother, basically.
Okay.
Now, this is a great setup. Next time I can bring the drum set over, and we can amuse ourselves with that. Really put the band back together.
There we go.
And more female guests for Stucky.
Right.
That's fine.
We need bleachers in here for the fans.
We can arrange that.
And soon we'll be doing the show from his restaurant.
Yes.
He'll make that announcement during a podcast.
It will. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Now, will you serve food without vegetables on it so I can still eat there?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I ask for.
Vegetables are very optional.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, look, the fattest animals in all of nature eat nothing but vegetables.
People that tell me potato is not a vegetable, they're crazy.
Exactly.
They say it's a starch.
It's a starchy vegetable.
Starch isn't a food group.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
It's got to go in fruit group, but it goes in vegetables. And so I eat vegetables.
Reminds me of the good old food groups, the food pyramid growing up. It's full of foods that would kill you now, you know. The kids eat red meat 6 times a day and whole milk and
Chris does
candy bars and cigarettes.
Pretty much.
Chris is a meat machine.
Hmm.
That might be an awkward nickname.
Got one. That may be the podcast title.
Is it? I was going to ask if that .com was taken, but probably
check,
you don't want
to.
You don't want
to
just go to it
I'm
without
afraid
checking.
To check. That's
wow.
Meat machine. Please be 18.
Oh, wow.
I just went there.
Yes.
Hopefully that doesn't catch on.
Yes. All right. Did we cover everything?
I think we did.
All right. Next week, we'll do Super Bowl picks.
Yeah, that's coming up.
My picks turned out so darn well this last time. Super Bowl picks. Commercials, that kind of stuff.
And just for the record, meatmachine.com is not available.
Oh. Somebody
already bought it. Obviously, another podcast somewhere.
Somebody.
That just came up in natural conversation.
Now see, that's how I wound up with Clown Autopsy. You know, it's .com.
Meatmachine.xxx is available.
Ah, well, that's a good way to spend your allowance.
The suffix there on those domain names with XXX is interesting. That's all like like Texas A&M bought texasam.xxx.
Well, it's because they
just
don't.
Just in case.
Yeah, they don't want somebody to slap it, you know, fill it up with gay porn and cause you have to make you pay to get it back.
I don't want to type this into my computer, but yeah. meatmachine.info is also not available.
I'd like information about your meat machine, sir.
Great.
How about EDU, the education process of the meat machine? See, that's one thing that.
Meatmachine.org, not available. Mm.
That's a fine organization right there. The meat machine people.
Yeah, wonder what their union dues are.
For years. But see, that's one of the things that you've got to do. You know, if you've got guys buying the domain names to their names when they're in the womb still, just so they can have it.
Branding. Chris and I study this.
Branding.
Exactly.
The brand
because,
you.
If you look, anybody who's on television, local television, has either bought or already lost out on the rights to their name. Because I saw there was a thing where there was a fake one of the local weather guys was posting on his Facebook that somebody had like stolen a Twitter with his real name because his Twitter is like his name and then the station so they can own the station will own that. Well, somebody just took his name and was posting all sorts of stuff up under there that was just close enough to what a weatherman would say that people were following him. Nice. So you got to cover yourself.
I trademarked Zachlopedia a long time ago.
Did you?
So no one can ever take it from me.
You got it on everything?
Yes.
Gmail?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Because I'm right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're trying to steal it.
I was trying. Make you a deal.
On your way home to Whataburger for condiments.
Exactly. I'll take a glass of ketchup and some fries, please.
I cannot wait.
All right, you ready to get there?
Yeah. My stomach's eating itself.
Let's do it.
And I haven't eaten in about 2 hours, so.
All right, Chris, give us the wrap up.
Wrap us out of here, son.
All right. If you listen to this whole thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed it, we won't judge. But hey, it was fun. We're gonna do it again. We'll do it better next time. We'll do it better every time.
It'll be a challenge.
It will. But I'm Chris Stuckey, Matt Bellner,
95,
Reed Kerr.
Thank you very much,
Zach Spears.
Hey, we'll see ya.
That's the cast and crew. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week, and have a good week. Peace.
Thanks for tuning us in. More coming up next week here on readaboutit.com. As always, feel free to retweet us on Twitter. Share this on Facebook. Let everybody know we've got the band back together again. We'll see you back here next Wednesday for more on readaboutit.com and our podcast with Zach Spears, Chris Stuckey, Matty Five, Matt Bellner, and me, Reed Kerr. Thanks.